You are listening to episode 166 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 166. I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for stopping by. Thanks for listening. And speaking of listening, let's get started with episode 166.
What I'm going to talk about is challenge provides the opportunity for greatness. Challenge provides the opportunity for greatness. Challenge. Challenge. What is challenge? Challenge is defined as a call to take part in a contest or competition. That's a challenge. You know, something that's it's an obstacle. And what is greatness? Greatness is the quality of being great, distinguished, or eminent. Eminent. The word of the day is eminent. So what is challenge provides the opportunity? Well, aside from death and taxes, there are two other things that are certain. Every day is a challenge, and every day you have the opportunity to be great. No two ways around it. Every day. It's what you decide to do. If you decide to be, well, knucklehead and be a knucklehead, then guess what you get? That's what you do. Is what you are is what you get. What you get is because of what you are. It's because of your mindset. It's because of if you think small, you're going to be small. If you think great, you're going to be great. You're going to do great. And it is that simple. And sometimes people don't believe it. Sometimes people just believe that it's going to get handed to them because of who they are, what they've achieved in life, what status they think they perceive they have. But they don't want to work for it. And folks, to be great and have greatness in you and on you and through you and all around you is you have to work at it every single day. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. And even then, you should be thinking and dreaming about greatness because that's the only way it's going to happen. You're going to have to do everything. You can't just assume it's going to be given to you. You want to be a great parent? You got to work at it. You want to be a great neighbor? You got to work at it. You want to be a great peer? You got to work at it. You want to be a great coworker? And folks, if you want to be a great leader, you have to work for it. And if you're not prepared to work for it, then don't be, why me? Why am I not getting what I believe I deserve? Because you're not putting in the work. Because you're not making it happen. Because you're not doing what it takes to be great. And sure, you might be great on Sunday afternoon because you're hosting the barbecue and everybody's coming to drink your free beer. But guess what? They leave. That's all they know about you. Oh, yeah, he throws a great Sunday afternoon ball game barbecue, but that's it. No, you got to go a little bit further beyond that. What else are you giving? What else are you sharing? What else are you giving them to make them great? Because you're doing great things, because you're the one that's not afraid to step up and say, you know what? I'm going to do something great today. Doesn't matter what it is and at what level, but because you're doing something. And then in turn, you're leading by example. And in turn, you're presenting and you're giving it to somebody else. And now you're passing the baton. You're passing that challenge on to somebody else to be great and to do great on a daily basis. It's when you fail to do that. It's when you've given up because life's not been good to you, because life's been hard, because you don't know the kind of life I lived. You know what? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And that's the plain honest truth. Nobody cares. Because they all have their own struggles. They all have their own problems. They all have their own worries. But guess what? If you can make somebody's life just a little bit easier, then guess what? You're making great things happen. You're making the positive things happen. So, and like I said, every day you have the opportunity to be great. It's non-negotiable. It begins when you wake up, when you open your eyes, and you put your feet on the ground, and you stand up, you take that breath, and you're alive. Now you have that opportunity to be great. And from that moment forward, you spread it and you share it with everyone and you ask and you challenge everyone to be great for that day. They choose not to be. Well, that's on them. You don't need to worry about that. You don't need to worry about their nonsense, their drama, their belief system, because they're not in your shoes just like you're not in their shoes. Therefore, that's why you don't need to worry about it. You need to worry about yourself and being the best person you can be and being better than yesterday. I didn't say about being better than your neighbors or being better than people down the street. I said about being better than yourself. Be better than yourself. Be better than you were yesterday, because that's what it's all about. That is what greatness is all about. If you keep constantly improving one notch every day, improving, improving, there's nothing that's going to stop you. Because again, greatness is never given, it is earned. And every day you have to earn it. And if you go to bed thinking, did I earn it? You're on the right track. But if every day you go to bed thinking, oh, well, of course I earned it. No, no, because then you start, that starts that mediocrity. That starts that mindset of mediocrity. That starts the mindset of being content. And once you're content, oh, well, I have all the people that I want around me. No, you need more. And that's why you go to bed thinking, I didn't achieve the greatness, but I will tomorrow. And I'll do it again tomorrow. And you wake up, okay, today's the day I'm going to achieve greatness. And you go to bed thinking, I didn't achieve it, but I could do better. And I'll do better tomorrow. And you wake up tomorrow, the day after that, you wake up, say, I'm going to do better today than I did yesterday. That right there is where greatness begins. That right there is where greatness sustains. That right there is how you make other people great. And folks, as a leader, it is, yes, as a leader, doesn't matter who you are, business, personal life, it doesn't matter. Your job as a leader is to make other people great. It's not about being jealous of others. It's not about being envious of others. It's about making people great. And you do that. You make them great because you challenge them, you inspire them, you motivate them, you tell them this is the standard for today. And today's standard is greatness. And I will do everything I can to be great today. And you lead by example. Because every day is a challenge. Every day is difficult. I know this. I know this. I'm not blind to the world. You're not blind to the world. Everybody struggles. Everyone struggles. But you know what? The struggle will be just a little bit less if we believe we can be greater than we were yesterday. So that's your job. That's your homework, is to get out there, be better than you were yesterday. And challenge others to be better than they were yesterday. And folks, greatness is just around the corner. But you have got to be consistent, constant, consistency, constant, no fail. Even if you don't feel like doing it, guess what? It's got to get done. Because you slip up one time, you got to start all over again. But then again, you start all over again every morning to be better than you were yesterday. So keep at it. Keep knocking it out. And remember, every day is a challenge. Every day is a challenge. But every day is also an opportunity for greatness. So get out there, be great, do great things. You'll be great. Your followers will be great. They'll be greater than you because they'll be new leaders as well.
You have been listening to episode 166 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Don't forget to reach out to me. Let me know what you thought of this episode and all the other episodes in the Walking Leader Podcast series. Email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or let me know on Twitter @DaveGuerra. Better yet, just follow me and I'll follow you on Twitter or on Instagram. I do invite you to visit me there and follow there. Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. That's my name, Dave_Guerra. And also I invite you to subscribe and follow me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. I thank you again for listening to episode 166. Join me next time for episode 167, where we're going to continue our journey as we focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, take care and remember to always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because that is really the only way I know to be the walking leader and a true, truly great leader to follow.